This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, moving on with the observation that this is S day plus five. Let's just call it squeeze, shall we? The slowly progressing impact of the budget cuts that are upon us. The FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, has told 200 or so small airports that in just a couple of months, they're probably going to have to shut down their control towers. They're not going to close LAX or LaGuardia, but that doesn't mean it's not going to hurt, from Washington Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Larry Bowron got an email last night from the FAA.
Says, "Dear airport sponsor."
That's Bowron. He's the transportation director in Battle Creek, Michigan.
"We regret to inform you that in order to implement the budget sequestration that went into effect March 1, 2013, the FAA must make some critical decisions about funding."
The FAA has to cut $600 million from its budget, so the administration may close 238 control towers, including the one in Battle Creek, which is home to the Kellogg Company. Bowron says its executives use the airport. Company representatives weren't available for comment. No commercial carrier serves the airport, but Bowron says it's busy.
"You know, you can have corporate jets coming in. You can have military airplanes coming in. It equates to a very complex operating environment."
I heard the same thing from Mark Nelson. He's the air traffic manager at the Sacramento Executive Airport, where, Nelson estimates, 270 aircraft take off and land every day.
"Who's going to make the call on who turns where and who turns when?"
That would be up to pilots themselves to decide. Even without the towers, planes would still be able to fly in and out. But Melissa Rudinger says these airports wouldn't be as safe or efficient. She's with the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association.
"There are corporations and businesses that take advantage of operating in and out of these smaller airports."
She worries they'd move if control towers close. Larry Bowron says he'd like to tell the FAA about his airport's importance to Battle Creek, but he goes back to that email.
"The FAA is unable to consider local community impact that does not affect the national interest."
Bowron has 1 week to make his case. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.